KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 30 degrees. We look for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a high of 38, with west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The visibility has improved since our 6:30 report when we were at 0.3 mile. It's currently at 1.5 miles here in Atlantic. In the news, police in Red Oak say a man arrested last night for violation of a no-contact order and felony theft in the second degree for burglary was also charged with felony possessing contraband in a correctional facility. The additional charge came after officers discovered during the booking process that 35-year-old David Ray Sturgis of Red Oak had a weapon in his possession. Sturgis' bond was set at $10,000 on the contraband charge and $5,000 for the other offenses. Voters in the Harlan Community School District have defeated a proposed $28.5 million bond referendum for district improvements that would have increased property taxes as well. According to the Shelby County Auditor's Office, Proposition A, the issuance of a general obligation bond to fund the facility updates, was defeated by a vote of 947 no to 339 yes votes. Proposition B, authorizing an increase in the tax levy by $4.05 per $1,000 taxable property value, was defeated by a vote of 898 no to 383 yes. Proposition C, an extension of the physical plant and equipment levy, was denied by a vote of 729 no to 554 yes. And Proposition D, an extension of the instructional support levy at the Harlan Community School District, was denied by a vote of 733 no to 547 yes. Harlan School District voters also voted down the Iowa Western Community College bond measure for improvements to Iowa Western's Council Bluffs campus. The vote in Harlan was 674 no and 607 yes. Voters in 13 Iowa counties went to the polls Tuesday and, according to unofficial results, for the most part, overwhelmingly approved an $11.5 million bond issue to finance the infrastructure improvements on the campus of Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs. The main focus is on the replacing of steam lines with a hot water system that provides heat to the campus facilities. The bond measure passed by 2,763 yes votes, or 68.1%, to 1,294 no votes, 31.9%. Iowa Western officials have said that issuing the general obligation bond would not result in a tax increase for residents of the college's service area. Instead, it takes the place of a bond that is set to expire. Here in Cass County, Auditor Dale Sunderman reports the Iowa Western bond issue passed by 197 yes votes to 60 no votes. In Shelby County, that measure failed, 674 no to 607 yes. Pottawatomie County voters, as you might have expected, overwhelmingly approved the referendum. Mills County voters voted 133 yes to 41 no. Harrison County, 139 yes to 98 no votes on the Iowa Western bond. Page County, 221 votes yes to 62 votes no. And Fremont County, 91 votes yes to 30 votes no. Well, firefighters from Audubon and Exira responded to a hog confinement operation fire Tuesday morning about 3 miles east of Ross. The incident at the Lawrence Handlos Farms at 1599 Mockingbird Avenue was reported around 10:15 a.m., according to the Audubon County Sheriff's Office. Audubon Fire Chief Tyler Tigason told KJAN News the first crews arrived around 12 minutes later.
Our first crew was able to get a pretty good knockdown inside. We basically confined to the southwest part of the building, confinement. It had a firewall in it, like designed, it worked like it's supposed to, so that kept it from spreading any further, especially in that attic area. I had the fire out about less than an hour, about 11:25, we kind of called it under control and then just had some overhaul. We worked on until about 12:45.
The structure, he said, sustained a significant amount of interior damage. Tigason said the Exira fire crews provided extra water to fight the flames, and everyone worked well together, including the owners who worked to shut off the power and gas. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Now, all the confinements were empty, fortunately, so no animals died and no firefighters were issued. On Tuesday, the Iowa Transportation Commission approved more than $7.9 million in total funding for 44 separate projects from Iowa's Traffic Safety Improvement Program. The program was created in 1987 for the purpose of increasing traffic safety on all of Iowa's roadways. The funding is available for use on city, county, or state roads through an annual application process. In this area, under the specific sites project division of that. The Montgomery County received a requested $500,000 for County Road H-34 edge treatments. The total project cost there at $1.265 million. And under the traffic control devices category, the City of Griswold received $8,000 toward a project cost of $18,075 for pedestrian walkway improvements. The City of Council Bluffs received $50,000 toward a $78,930 cost of signal head updates. And the Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved $7 million in funding for 91 new rural public transit vehicles that will replace vehicles that are past their useful life. The funds are granted through the Federal Transit Administration's bus and bus facilities and formula and discretionary programs. The vehicles were part of the Iowa Public Transportation Vehicle Replacement Project, and those replacement projects were approved for 18 different public transit systems, including Region 13 based out of Atlantic, for 9 light-duty buses and 4 minivans, which are being funded at a total cost of $1.11 million. Region 14 in Creston, 2 light-duty buses and 1 minivan are being funded for a total cost of $235,720. And in Region 12, based in Carroll, 6 conversion vans and 1 light-duty bus are being funded for a total cost of $429,100. In the funeral announcements, Jeff Stevens, age 61, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life visitation for Jeff Stevens will be tomorrow from 4 until 6 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Ronald J. Hansen, age 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Manning, died November 24th at the Heritage House. A celebration of life for Ronald Hansen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.